Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back to the Pack of Day Radio Show. We are live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Reminder that the Mason Crosby Show is coming up next from 9 to 11 right here on the Fan. And joining us now on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law, is Matt Fralick of the Pack of Day Podcast. You can find him on social media at Matt_Fray_. Nobody I'd rather have for the last guest of the Pack of Day Radio Show. Matt, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good. I feel completely like my wardrobe is not up to the final episode. Should have wore pants, maybe a collared shirt as well. So, I didn't even realize it was the last episode, Andy. So before we bury this here, like, I just want to say whatever the next journey is, I know you'll crush it with your ambition and everything. And you kind of mentioned sleeping in. I just never took you as a morning AM radio show. Not to maybe screw up any of your new endeavors down the line, but you seem more of a 3 AM, 4 AM, staying up late, crushing film guy. So maybe this will work better with your sleep schedule, but appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, I didn't realize over the past year I was actually supposed to sleep. So yeah, that's probably something that I'm going to be looking forward to just a little bit. But yeah, we should have been in all black tie and everything. I'm just kidding. Let's get into Packers, Browns, and just the Packers in general through the start of the season. I want to start there. You've obviously had the opportunity to kind of dig deep into this team. Packers are 2-0, sitting on top of the world. Huge wins against the Commanders and Lions. While you go in any direction that you want, what have been your key takeaways from the season so far?
Yeah, I think it's just coming out hot. That's the biggest thing that I've looked forward to. I mean, when you saw it when the schedule came out, it's like, man, two tough games right away. Lions, Commanders, two playoff teams, two teams that are vying for a spot in the NFC Championship more than likely this year. And just like being able to come out and really control both of those games, I think has been huge. And maybe not in the sense on the offensive side of the ball where things are, you know, turning as fast as you'd want, maybe with the explosive plays or whatnot, but the run game's been able to be established. The defense has obviously been incredible flying around. That number one on the team definitely has helped some of that. And just with proxy, a lot of guys have been impacting it, but I think just coming out strong and fast. And I kind of want to see how that goes with this like pseudo half bye week, going to a team down in Cleveland who is probably underperforming, but based off of how we probably thought they would start the year, 0-2 doesn't really reflect how they're doing, I would say, statistically. You guys talked about in the first segment, but overall, I think it's just like, you had some time off. Let's make sure that juice is still there. We're not, done with the honeymoon phase of getting Micah Parsons, post a couple weeks here. So that's why I look at it. But I mean, the energy has been great. You talked about, I was at the game actually last Thursday, and I would agree, one of the better gold package games I've been at. I did see third quarter, there was some cheering when we were on offense more than I'd like to hear, but I think they did pretty well as far as not doing the wave during an offensive cadence as well.
Love to see it. Absolutely love to see it. I did kind of bury the lead today. We did have a pretty big injury update yesterday for the Packers. Tucker Kraft suffered some sort of knee injury. We don't fully know the extent yet. It sounds like he's mostly going to be fine, although his status for this game is now up in the air. Let's just start with Tucker Kraft. Again, the good news here is it sounds like there's nothing long-term. It sounds like how his knee feels today and if he can practice today will go a long way in determining if he can play against Cleveland or not. So when we get the injury report today, we should have a little bit more clarity on if he practiced and if he's questionable, out, etc. But thoughts on that injury to Tucker Kraft?
Yeah, not great. Tommy mentioned that in the first segment, too. It's like you have that really great game on Thursday. And you have to wait all this time. And I feel like there's a lot of things that can happen over 10 days. So an injury in practice, kind of one of those things that you don't look forward to. Tucker Kraft not being on the field, I think, is a pretty big deal. He's been probably the most consistent pass threat that the Packers have had. I think that's no surprise. There was a lot of buzz over the offseason about what he could probably present for this team. And I think still doing very well. Right now, again, an injury in practice, not the best thing. He was limited yesterday. We'll kind of see what happens today when the report comes about around 3 o'clock. We'll break that down obviously for Saturday's Pack-A-Day episode, but I see that as a pretty pivotal point. And if he's gone, you already have Jaden Reed out. Got to have some guys step up. Dobbs, Golden, Wicks, like those are the three that I look towards. Musgrave has had a better start to the year than I thought he would have. He's getting involved a little bit more than, I think I assumed he would, but don't love getting, Tucker Kraft banged up from just a statistical standpoint when he was on the field, but like they threw that C on his chest. He is a young guy. Like he is establishing himself as a veteran in this locker room. And there was a TikTok I saw earlier this week about just reminding us about some of the hardships he had growing up. And I think that's kind of what has chiseled him into this being this, this solid guy in the locker room in his early 20s. And like just love what he brings to the team from an energy standpoint and just intensity and leadership. He had some stuff he said over back in July and August about some of these things that the Packers were doing that he thought they needed to step up for. And like, man, this guy's super young to be calling out some guys, and I love it. So, hopefully it's nothing crazy. Reports like initially were like, Stanovich was like, it's kind of a touch and go situation. We'll see how it works. So, don't love that, but I think today we'll understand. If he's still limited in practice, full participant, that's great. Didn't practice, obviously, pretty skeptical if he'll play noon on Sunday.
Yeah, very much so. I don't feel like Green Bay needs Tucker Kraft to win this game, but it would certainly be nice to have him. And I think the bigger thing is just make sure that he's good in the long term. Don't rush him back. Don't try to aggravate anything. If he needs that time, give him that time because he's going to be a super important player for the remainder of the season for Green Bay. As far as the rest of the injury report, Zane Anderson was a full participant. Aaron Banks, Nate Hobbs, Josh Jacobs, Tucker Kraft, Bo Melton, and Zach Tom were all limited. Jordan Love was also full, and then Jaden Reed was the only player who did not participate. Of course, he's going to be out for a significant period of time. They just haven't put him on IR quite yet. That will be a move that they make at some point in time, but there is certainly no rush to do so at the moment. Only two players did not participate for Cleveland, and that was actually Joel Bitonio, their guard, did not participate with a back injury. That's one to definitely keep an eye on. And then Mike Hall Jr., their defensive tackle, who has not played yet this season's coming off a significant injury from a year ago. He did not participate either. Their returner, DeAndre Carter, who's dealing with a concussion, did go from did not participate to limited. So worth noting there as well. All right, let's talk as we're being joined by Matt Fraelich, Pack-A-Day Podcast. You can find him on social media at @Matt_Fray_. Let's talk about one of those players that you mentioned a little bit earlier, Matthew Golden. With Jaden Reed being out, it sounds like Matthew Golden's role in this offense could even increase more, and we could see him getting more time in the slot. He got open a ton last week and unfortunately just had literally nothing to show for it on the box score from a receiving standpoint. How does Green Bay need to get Matthew Golden a little bit more involved in this game? And what do you think he can do from that slot position?
Yeah, I like, I think Matthew Golden in the slot makes a ton of sense. I think that's probably where his path in the NFL continues to progress towards. I would say a little bit bummed out that those deep shots didn't get hit on week two. I think there's a potential to get him involved in the deep game more. I'm a little bit surprised early on in the year they haven't made some easier concepts for him. Some of those Jaden Reed, like, I don't necessarily think jet sweeps or anything, but just some bubble screams or some areas to get him involved instead of these deep shots. So I think it should open up more opportunities, whether it is more deep ball opportunities that he'll connect with Jordan Love at some point, or some short yardage stuff. That's kind of where I'm a little bit surprised that they haven't tried to get involved more. I think, honestly, like early on in the year, that connection probably a little bit tougher for Jordan Love to get with Matthew Golden. He was out with some time, obviously some injury. Matthew Golden being a rookie, just understanding maybe some leverage he needs when he's taken in the, in between the hashes as far as some of those deep posts and stuff too. But I think eventually here they'll start to connect. Maybe this longer week of practice helped that. But that's probably been the one issue I've had with Jordan Love over the years. I think he's gotten much better on his fundamentals and his footwork since he's been healthy this year. We've seen that's been improved, but that deep ball accuracy, I think we saw that even in college was something he's trying to improve on. And again, having a new receiver, you're trying to find that connection to a guy that you potentially could underthrow since he is so damn fast. But I'm excited to see what Golden can do. And I think this should be, I mean, it's painting it to be, you know, I don't want to say a breakout game for him, but a game that it's like, okay, this is what the Matthew Golden were expecting. And I'm hoping they can get him involved, whether it is, like I said, the deep shot or just some easy stuff. Get him started early instead of just taking those deep ones. But that's only what you're going to rely on him for.
Yeah, no, I think so too. I just think he's going to end up with a very well-rounded, you know, sort of group of targets and just like how they utilize him in this offense. I think they're going to use him in some gadget ways. I think they're going to utilize him deep. I think they're going to utilize him intermediate, short, run after the catch, like all of it. I think as time goes on and he just gets a little bit more rhythm and consistency, specifically with Jordan Love, I think you're going to see him take off in a major way. I can't stress enough. Dude was open a ton this past week, and it's just a matter of time before, again, him and Jordan get on that same page and Jordan starts looking his way a little bit more as they get that rhythm and timing down. All right, as we look ahead to, again, this Packers-Browns game, what are your keys to victory in this one for Green Bay?
I mean, don't fix what's not broken. I think if they can continue to come out and just really have that same intensity they've had on the defensive side of the ball, that's a pretty easy success there. I think, you know, the one thing I look at is, like, getting after Joe Flacco in the pocket should be huge. I'm excited to see, you know, with this pseudo bye week, I'm anticipating, had some time to breathe on the defensive side, Halfley and the boys kind of coming together with a couple different schematic things that they maybe haven't shown in the first 2 weeks. That's what I'm excited for. Offensively, though, I do think it's like, hey, kind of got to get the pass game a little bit more involved. The run game still can be a focus point. But overall, I you know, just stay doing what you're doing. If they come out a little bit sluggish, a little bit slow, I don't necessarily love that because I think there's an opportunity for the Browns to take advantage. Neither team has a turnover yet this year, which is kind of interesting. So I think, you know, if they can force a turnover, which I think they should be able to, that being the Packers, I think there's some success there. But they don't really have to do all that much different. Make sure that defense is flying around. Pass coverage was fantastic this last week. And I imagine that should be kind of the same, I guess, formula with just maybe a couple little sprinkles in there on the defensive side.
Yeah, I think so too. I like the fact that you're just like, don't reinvent the wheel here. It doesn't have to be too exotic. Do what's working for you so far. Play some ball control offense, be efficient, and just let your defense completely tear things up. Hopefully sticking with the no turnovers or at least minimal turnovers and not getting those on offense and just allowing your team to kind of do exactly what they've done through two games against two really good teams. Don't take your foot off the gas against Cleveland and kind of keep that same formula as you try to go 3-0 this week in Cleveland. All right, we kind of went over our keys for the Packers. If I told you the Browns won this game somehow, How did the Browns pull off this heist and steal a victory away from Green Bay?
Three things I'm looking at. Number one, got to have some big plays. They got a couple guys, you know, Jerry Jeudy, Cedric Tillman, who's been a good red zone threat. Harold Fannin's kind of coming into his own after leading the NCAA in receiving yards last year at Bowling Green. So if they can get those guys involved, I think a couple big shots, that would be huge. You know, Joe Flacco, younger Joe Flacco, maybe more elite Joe Flacco could air the ball out. So we'll see if they can do that. They have a three-headed monster at the running game, Judkins, Samson, and Ford. If they can get those guys some combination and control the clock, that's a huge thing, right? You know, I think that's what both teams are trying to do in this game is just, you know, run the ball, fatigue each other out, take those shots where they need to be. And I think that's kind of the trend that we've seen the Packers go the last few years. So whoever can control the, like, I think the line of scrimmage, you mentioned a couple of those injuries for them. Betonio is definitely one that sticks out to me and that if he's out, that definitely can change the math up in the trenches. So run the ball, big plays if they can. And then if they win the turnover battle, I don't necessarily think that's the number one thing. But if they can get a turnover away from the Packers and they, you know, go plus one on that, that I think that would be huge. Outside of that, I don't really see anything else. I guess limit some big plays from the Packers. But again, we haven't had those many big plays from that Green Bay offense to worry about. And I think they do have a pretty damn good defense, everything considered, and could have some X's and O's matchups that eliminate some of these Packer players that, you know, might not have a Tucker Kraft. We don't have a Jaden Reed, so it might be a little bit easier for them to mitigate that, but there are still some explosive plays that they definitely don't want the Packers to potentially cook up.
No, I'm totally in agreement there. Give me an X factor for this game. Somebody either for maybe Cleveland or for Green Bay that you think could swing this game one way or the other. Who's a player that you're keeping an eye on in this one?
Yeah, it's going to be the receiving game for the Browns. So it's, I know you want one, but I feel like Cedric Tillman, 6'3", 215 could be an interesting matchup. I imagine Carrington Valentine might get the look on that, just being a bigger body than Nixon. Maybe Hobbs gets that, depending too. And then it's Jerry Jeudy, if he can get, you know, he's got the most targets for them too. So I would say one of those guys, if they can get open. I know the Packers have done really, really well already, you know, slowing the top receiver for both teams they've played. I know McLaurin was in a body bag last week. Amon-Ra didn't do much in his first game, either did J-Mo. So I would say one of those receivers they can slow down. That's the big, if those guys are, you know, under 50 yards receiving and, you know, if they don't really catch the ball that much, I think it's a kind of a game over. If one of those guys, you know, I think it's almost impossible they'd have a 100-yard game just based off of how the pass pro has been for, or the pass deflections have been for the Packers. But one of those receivers, if they get loose, that could be an X factor. I would, if I had to lean, probably be Jerry Jeudy. I could see him getting, you know, mixed in underneath and some underneath coverages where Cedric Tillman's really not going to be going over the middle that much, more of like a red zone threat, like I mentioned. So I guess if I had to pick one, it'd be probably Jerry Jeudy. I could see him getting a little elusive in some space for the Browns offense.
Yeah, Judy's a fantastic route runner, and depending on how Green Bay kind of goes defending this, they've been so great in zone coverage that it's been hard for anyone to get open. But if he does get some advantageous matchups, you know, you could see him maybe get a little bit of separation against whether it be Hobbs, Valentine, or Nixon, who've been great so far. But if all of a sudden that Browns offensive line gives Flacco a little bit of time, I could see Jeudy being the one that's probably the biggest beneficiary of that. And I could see him, I don't know if he could get to 100, but if he had like 80 and a touchdown or something, wouldn't be stunned by that in this game.
And I guess it would make sense. I haven't mentioned Myles Garrett. 3.5 sacks. We have some injuries on the offensive line. That could be a huge X factor, which would make a ton of sense. But you asked for one. I gave you three, so we digress.
This is why you are the one and only Matt Frelick, because I asked for one thing and you give me even more than I was hoping for. So I appreciate that. You can find Matt, of course, in the Pack-A-Day podcast and on social media at Matt_Frey_. What are you most excited for in this one as you kind of get ready to watch it on noon? What are your eyes going to? What more do you want to learn about this team? What are you just kind of geeked up about on Sunday?
Yeah, I think it's kind of like I said, like kind of the everything's settled. The dust is settled. We're not in that Parsons crazy 3-week span. It's the first road game too, which I think is important. And again, like, kind of like I started, like just make sure the intensity's there. I know sometimes, at least personally, I've been, you know, noticing early in the year with Matt LaFleur not as great, coming off a bye week sometimes not as great either. So I just want to make sure they're coming out with inferior competition that they're able to, you know, withstand that. They've played down to their competition over the years at times, maybe not last year as much, but definitely a few times with LaFleur. So just keep the intensity. I was at the game last week. So as you know, way different experience watching it at home where it is in the press box or on the stand. So it'll be nice to have a noon game, be able to watch that there too. And then, I want to see what different schematic things they do on defense. That's the biggest thing that when you're able to watch a game on TV, it's a lot more fun to realize and different concepts they're doing or moving around some of these front seven guys, seeing what the matchups are in the secondary, like with that zone. And then, seeing what Matthew Golden can do. I think that's really my biggest takeaway right now. We kind of understand what Wicks and Dobbs can contribute and like hold the floor on, but really where is that ceiling with the offense? It's going to be going through Matthew Golden and seeing what he can get established. So that's what I'm looking forward to. Outside of that, I mean, if there is any other offensive line issues that we'll have some more, you know, context that as far as other injuries, seeing what those guys do, but that offensive line has been pretty stout thus far. So I think just keeping what we've done for the first 2 weeks is huge against great competition and just continue to roll. That's the biggest thing for me.
I like the Jeff Hafley answer. And that could probably be the answer for me every single week now of like, I'm excited to see what Jeff Hafley comes up with next. Like he's just completely in his bag at this point, and you don't know what's coming in any given moment. Quarterbacks have been completely flummoxed and confused by everything he's throwing at them. Add in all the talent, especially with Micah Parsons up front. And it just is a huge recipe for success. We've seen that so far. And I would expect that to continue against Cleveland this week. All right, Matt, before we get you out of here, final prediction, Sunday's game. How are you feeling?
Yeah, the book I'm looking at, it's got over under 41.5, Packers favored by 7.5, kind of a weird line, being it's like going to be a low scoring game. Probably not that too surprising based off of how all these offenses, both these offenses, want to run the ball. I'm going to go right with what Vegas is saying, at least bordering that. I'm going to say Packers 24-17. I could see them winning by two scores, but I think the Browns might sneak away with getting something cheap at the end to kind of make it a close game, kind of like what the Commanders did last Thursday, where it almost came down to a one-score game, but obviously didn't. But yeah, I'll say Packers 24-17. So they don't cover and the under hits. So I don't know if anyone loves that, but that's what I'm predicting right now.
I'll take it. Sign me up for a 7-point victory. I know it's maybe not the most sexiest thing in the world, but I would gladly take a 7-point road victory every single time. And I cannot thank you enough. Everything that you obviously do for the podcast, being our final guest here on the Pack-A-Day radio show. Where can we find all of your incredible work, my friend?
Yeah, appreciate you having me on once again, Andy. Always a blast to join you any way we can. Radio, podcast, live stream, Q&A in Hitmeister Park.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Or Green Bay Distillery, but you can still find me on Twitter at @Matt_Frey_. On Saturday, we'll have the injury report episode come out on Pack-A-Day Podcast, wherever you're listening to those, with Janelle, Mackie, Eli Berkovitz, and myself. But keep supporting us anywhere we are on Pack-A-Day Podcast. I know it's been saturating the market a ton, so please support us. And then, like I say, DMs are always open. If anyone's coming into town for an upcoming game, I know we're a long ways out from the next home game, but reach out, DMs, if you need any dive bars, any places to eat, anywhere to take the family. Happy to help you guys any way I can.
And you can find that at @Matt_Frey_. Matt, thanks a ton. We'll be in touch, I'm sure, in the very near future. And keep killing it on the podcast, my friend.
Appreciate it, Andy. Have a good Friday.
You bet. That is Matt Frelick joining us on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. Make sure to, again, follow him at @Matt_Frey_. This is the Pack-A-Day Radio Show. We'll be back right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.